Now, one of the strongest role models for girls in South America in the last few decades has been Laura Montoya. Maria Laura de Jesus Montoya Upegui was born in Jericó, Colombia on the 26th of May, 1874. Now, when Laura was just 2 years of age, her father was killed defending his country during the Colombian Civil War. This left her and her family in extreme poverty, with no one to provide for them. Now, following her father's death, Laura was sent to live with her grandmother. She suffered greatly from misunderstandings and the lack of affection. Feeling she had been left orphaned, this is where she felt lonely and abandoned by her family. But Laura spent much time in prayer and in reading scripture, even as a child, to overcome this loneliness. When Laura was 16 years of age, her mother needed financial help and wanted her daughter to train as a school teacher to earn money. Even though she had no formal education, she enrolled into the Normale de Institutoras of Medellin to train to become an elementary school teacher. Laura began teaching in different parts of Antioquia. She was sent to teach the indigenous peoples of Colombia and eventually began working as a missionary to them by teaching about the Catholic faith as well, as many Colombians viewed indigenous peoples as less than human, but Laura knew that this was not the case. By her early 20s, Laura felt called to join the religious life. She had wanted to become a cloistered Carmelite nun, but her experience as a missionary left her with a desire to spread the gospel to others. Laura felt drawn to the Indian population in South America and wished to insert herself into their culture, to become an Indian with the Indians, to win them all for Christ, recognizing their dignity as human beings, as they were considered by many as wild beasts. Laura wanted to destroy this racial discrimination and to personally sacrifice herself in order to bring them Christ's love and teaching. She left the city of Medellin, where she had lived, and traveled to the jungles by mule to live among the native people who were the poorest and most discriminated against in the society. Now, there were many who considered Laura's efforts of spreading the gospel to the indigenous people a waste of time. But Laura, however, ignored the criticisms. Her spiritual writings were aimed at her nuns, helping them to better understand their call to serve God among the native peoples of South America. Sadly, however, living in the jungles took a heavy toll on Montoya's health, and she spent the last decade of her life in a wheelchair. Montoya always had a fever and suffered from lymphangitis, which is inflammation or infection of the lymphatic system. Sadly, she died on October 21, 1949 in Medellin. She was canonized by Pope Francis on May 12, 2013. Pope Francis praised Saint Laura for instilling hope in the indigenous people of her nation and for teaching in a way that respected their culture. She was Colombia's first saint and is the patron saint of orphans and people who suffer from racial discrimination. Today, the Sisters of her order work in 21 countries in the Americas, Africa, and Europe. Saint Laura Montoya, pray for us.